That after recent video surfaced showing Hamas-linked gunmen appearing to carry out public executions. ABC's Ian Pannell has more.
There are a number of issues that have emerged. One is disarming Hamas. The militants have been reasserting their control in the parts of Gaza that the IDF has withdrawn from against other armed groups, some of them organized based around clans, family clans, others criminal elements. But their methods have sometimes been violent.
Israel's also accusing Hamas of failing to return all deceased hostages. President Trump held a phone call today with Russia's Vladimir Putin about ending the war in Ukraine, saying the two will meet in Hungary without giving a date. Tomorrow, the president meets with Ukraine's leader at the White House. Senate lawmakers could take up a procedural vote on a measure to fund military pay for a year. It comes after a 10th vote to end the government shutdown failed. This is ABC News. As protests against the Trump administration immigration policies grow, more law enforcement agencies are partnering with ICE to assist in picking up and detaining undocumented migrants. ABC's Jim Ryan says some police departments, though, have refused to sign on.
Under a program called 287G, city, county, and state law enforcement agencies agree to provide people and logistical support to immigration and customs enforcement. And it can be lucrative.
We were offered $25 million to be a part of 287G. 7G.
Says Dallas Police Chief Daniel Como.
We said absolutely no. Turned it down.
184 agencies in Texas and the state DPS itself have said yes. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
According to a government report, the cost to heat homes with electricity could rise this winter. That report from the Energy Information Administration says that one main reason, because of the amount of electricity needed to run artificial intelligence data centers. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. A confrontation at a Brewers game in Milwaukee where a woman threatened to call ICE on a Dodgers fan has gone viral, resulting in the woman's job loss. Ricardo Fasado, a Dodgers fan and a military veteran, recorded the incident. He said it all started with just a bit of banter between fans as the Dodgers took a 3-1 lead. He said it escalated when one woman took it too far, saying, quote, "You know what? Let's call ICE." To which Fasado responded he's a citizen and two-war veteran. She then appeared to swing at the camera. Fasado admitted to calling the woman an expletive off-camera, after which security removed him from the stadium. WISN 12 reports the woman is a Milwaukee attorney who has since been terminated. She also resigned from her role on the board of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The video has since been viewed over 2 million times on social media. The Wisconsin Economic Summit opened in Green Bay this week. More than 400 people are expected to attend the two-day event at the KI Convention Center. It's a chance for the statewide business community to come together to discuss opportunities and current challenges they're facing. A topic of concern, the ongoing government shutdown, now in its third week. Economists and business leaders say they're feeling the direct impact of the shutdown on the financial sector. They say it's limiting their ability to get a grant, funding, or even a loan, not just to start something new, but to keep their doors open. One local Green Bay business has given up that fight. Strew's Pharmacy, a community staple for decades, is closing its doors as a community pharmacy. Strew CEO Nicole Schreiner says forcing people to mail order or use an out-of-town pharmacy that doesn't know them by name or their background is a sad thing. She says pharmacy reimbursement managers, the middleman between pharmacies and insurance companies, reimbursing numerous prescriptions below cost is at the core of the issue. That underpayment forces pharmacies to operate at a loss and eventually close. Strews will remain open for long-term care patients, at home or in assisted living facilities, as they've done for the last 70 years. If you're one of the many who enjoy popping into Strews to check out their latest aromatherapy products or vitamin supplements, your last day to do that will be November 30th. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers and Dodgers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three tonight with the Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS after losing the first two games in Milwaukee. Do the Brewers have a chance to turn this thing around? Manager Pat Murphy.
You guys might have us counted out, and I understand that. 90% of the teams that have been in this situation don't win the series. But this team has been counted out a lot this year, and I think there's some fight left in them, and it'll be a little tougher path doing it on the road, but we swept the Dodgers early in the year on the road, so at least there's some capability. I know the Dodgers weren't the same team then, but, you know, 10 times this year we've won four in a row, so that's also a possibility.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next Wednesday in Milwaukee. How do they look on defense?
I think we have to have a hell of a week, personally. I think we are average at best right now. I think we've taken a step back a little bit, and we'll get it right.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and a few late-day showers can be ruled out on this Thursday. Light east to southeast winds and highs in the lower 60s. Showers look more likely for the overnight. Cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s, lower 70s for highs on Friday. It's 60 at our studios.
Temptations, local news, and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon. Appreciate you spending a little time with me today. Shocking Blue, it's Venus. All your favorite oldies are at 97.9.
Your desire. Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Bye.
Elvis Presley with Burning Love. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. Today, National Bosses Day. So, you know, if you like your boss, hopefully you at least acknowledged that today. I noticed it's also Global Cat Day today. And if you have cats, you know, they're pretty much the boss of the house. So it only seems fitting that those two things would happen on the same day. And for my three cats... two cats are mine. One is my girlfriend Katie's, but they're now our cats, Willow, Lily, and Amara. And of course, they're not listening because, you know, they're cats and don't know how to turn on a radio or have opposable thumbs.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Neville Public Museum is a general museum of art, history, and science. And the Green Bay Film Society's Fall 2025 International Film Series continues on the first Wednesday of the month in the auditorium of the Neville Museum. All films begin at 7 p.m. and are free and open to the public and are unrated, but intended for mature audiences. Coming up September 5th, Marriage Italian Style, co-sponsored by the Italo-American Club. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale. Followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Goodbye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy. I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry high. Feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 with Bobby Sherman.
I'm taking the shade out of the sun. Whatever may think that I was number one. I ought to know. Easy come, easy go. I'm sitting it out. Now I'm spinning the dial. Just thinking about the chump I've been. I have to smile. Didn't I know? Easy come and easy go.
Silent shroud of snow. I am a rock. I am an island.
built walls. A fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Wisconsin ended its fiscal year with money left over. That's according to a statement from Governor Tony Evers. Even the state's rainy day fund grew to a record $2 billion. Evers says the state budget surplus grew to $4.6 billion in the general fund. The amount in the state's main checking account was $265 million more than previous estimates. Evers credited the surplus with what he called the hard work across the aisle, saying in part, he looks forward to continuing to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars while making smart and strategic investments to protect the future. The USS Cobia is back home again in Manitowoc after being dry docked in Sturgeon Bay since early September. The World War II submarine had some major restoration and repair work done. It also got a good cleaning. The hull was sandblasted to remove 3 tons of mussels and other debris that had accumulated over nearly 30 years since the last dry docking. The sub also got a new coat of paint from bow to stern. The USS Cobia, built in 1943, has been a proud centerpiece of the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. Many say it's a lasting reminder of Manitowoc's role in World War II submarine production. Even though the Cobia is back at home and all spiffed up, it won't be open to the public until a later date. We'll keep you posted when that's announced. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to keep an eye out for deer at this time of year. According to a press release, drivers are at a greater risk of crashing into a deer in October and November as hunting seasons get underway and the hours of daylight decreases. There were over 17,000 crashes involving deer last year, about a third of which occurred in October and November. Several counties in our neck of the woods rank among the state's highest for deer crashes. Outagamie and Manitowoc counties topped the list last year. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and a few late day showers can't be ruled out on this Thursday. Light east to southeast winds and highs in the lower 60s. Showers look more likely for the overnight. Cloudy skies, lows in the mid 50s. Lower 70s for highs on Friday. Currently 59 degrees.
WGBW.
Will there come a day when you and I can say we can finally see each other? Will there come a time we can find the time to reach out for one another?
We've been traveling in circles such a long time.
come a day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? Will there come a day? When you and I can say we can finally see each other? Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?
Did you know the Partridge Family was loosely based on the Cowsills, a real-life musical family? Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Come see about me, Diana Ross and the Supremes.
I've been crying all summer.
Won't you hurry? Come on, boy. much or late. I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again. Toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know, although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, the Linda Ronstadt Experience. Details on winning tickets next.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there. You don't have to worry,
cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough.
BTO, local news and timeless hits. You'll find them both here on 97.9. Eric here. Good afternoon. A week from tomorrow, the Linda Ronstadt Experience will be at the Meyer Theater, just down the street from us. Beautiful, historic Meyer Theater. And featuring American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. So at this point in time, you can't see Linda perform anymore. Her health is in a is such that she's not able to do that. But you got somebody here recreating basically Linda in her prime, and you're going to hear all the songs you love. You're No Good, When Will I Be Loved, That'll Be the Day, Blue Bayou, and more. And then you're going to also hear some classic hits by other artists from that era, like the Stones, Warren Zevon, Neil Young, Jackson Browne. So you can get details on this show, MeyerTheater.org, and make sure you spell it. They spell theater the fancy way, T-H-E-A-T-R-E. Make sure you do the R-E, MeyerTheater.org, or listen to Dan Marcus in the morning from 6 to 9 for a chance to win from 97.9.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Well, have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
The Linda Ronstadt Experience. Hear the music of Linda Ronstadt Friday night, October 24th, as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh.
Well, that'll be the day.
Live at the Meyer Theater in downtown Green Bay.
But I don't know what it means.
Tickets available at MeyerTheater.org. The Linda Ronstadt Experience, October 24th, live at the Meyer Theater.
It may be getting a little cold, but guess what? There's still fish to catch. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 25th, at the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary, it is Kids Fishing Day, a free event from 10 until 3 p.m. for kids ages 5 through 17 to have hands-on instruction and learn new skills about fishing. They'll provide the gear, the guidance, and the good times. So check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events to learn more.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
7.9 FM. Ah, look at all the lovely people. Ah, look at all the lovely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Ah, look at all the lonely people.
news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, from the Beatles to the Stones. And apparently, John Lennon had a little bit more of a rivalry with the Stones than the rest of the band. He called them, when he'd get angry, the Rolling Pebbles. It's Honky Tonk Women.
I met a gentle
.9 WGBW. Caution, we can be habit forming.
Yeah.
we're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate failed to pass a measure to end the shutdown again, now in its third week. Lawmakers leaving for the weekend. Earlier, Senator Mitch McConnell suffering a fall at the Capitol. ABC's Perry Russum says he's okay.
He was walking in the hallway when two volunteers who were asking him questions about ICE approached. He then fell to the ground. This is not the first time the senator has fallen. He fell back in February. Also back in February, the 83-year-old senator from Kentucky announced that he would not be seeking re-election.
The Red Cross says it's helped transfer 30 bodies from Israeli authorities to the Hamas-run Gaza Ministry. In all, Israel has returned 120 bodies since the ceasefire began. Israel continues to say Hamas has yet to return all deceased hostages. John Bolton, former National Security Advisor under the first Trump administration, is expected to face a federal indictment later today. Sources tell ABC News. Prosecutors in Maryland say it's over his alleged mishandling of classified documents. This is ABC News. The world's largest food company announcing massive layoffs are coming.
Nestle is letting go of 16,000 people globally. The maker of Kit Kat, Häagen-Dazs, Lean Cuisine, Stouffer's, Hot Pockets, Nespresso, Coffee Mate, Fancy Feast, and Friskies says the world is changing and it needs to change faster. Like other food makers, it's dealing with rising commodity costs and the negative impact of tariffs. Shares of Nestle rose on the news. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
In New York, a federal judge blocked the Trump administration from rescinding nearly $34 million from New York City's Mass Transit Authority, an NYPD designated for counterterrorism. Judge Lewis Kaplan.